Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Yiras HaOnesh. We had a previous shiur where a Talmud of Rav Huttner asked him in the Pachad Yitzchak in Maimer Yudches, it's published, Rav Huttner was asked about two Rambams. One Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos where he says that Yiras HaOnesh is a good thing. And the other Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka where the Rambam says Yiras HaOnesh is for Ketanim and Chalushei Das. So how do you reconcile between those two Rambams? Is Yiras HaOnesh Desiridatum, if I'm pronouncing that correctly? Or is it for the young of age and the weak of mind? That was what we discussed in the previous shiur. And as they say in the classics, Ayin Sham, or Tishma Sham. Today in the virtual world of the internet, you don't say Ayin Sham anymore, you say Tishma Sham. But now we will continue in the same Maimer and Maimer Yudches. And this Talmud of Rav Huttner, obviously a Talmud Chacham in his own right, asks him another question. And today's shiur should be the Refuas Tavu Dispas Tamagasya and Eitan Meir ben Rivka Ora and Zev Eliezer ben Chaya Shendel and Leilui Nishmas Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. Sweetest friends, the student asked Rav Huttner another question about Yiras HaOnesh. The Rambam, when he talks about Yiras HaOnesh in the Sefer HaMitzvos, says, "V'tzivanu shenira mipachad onsho, v'lo niya kakofrim ahochem b'shrirus libam." That we are commanded to fear God's punishment, and we shouldn't be like the heretics who just follow their every whim. Ahochem b'shrirus libam. Whatever they feel like doing, they do. So the student asked, wait a second, let's say you have a Jew whose Avodas Hashem is not based on Yiras HaOnesh. Is this person Mufkar? This person is living in a Hefkar world? Let's say he's serving God mitzad Yiras HaRomimus. He's in awe of God's exalted presence. Or let's say he's serving God mitzad Avas Hashem. Or let's say he's serving God mitzad Veikus Hashem. Is this not Avodas Hashem? Is this not proper Avodas Hashem? Is he called Holech B'Shrirus Libo? That he's just following the whims of his heart? That doesn't really make sense. The Rambam says that we are commanded to fear God's punishment, and we shouldn't be like those heretics who follow their every heart's desire. That implies that if you don't have Yiras HaOnesh, you are following your every heart's desire. But that's not true. Could be a person doesn't have Yiras HaOnesh. Gehenna doesn't bother him. Gehenna doesn't worry him. But he loves Hashem. So he doesn't do Averis because he loves Hashem. So why does the Rambam seem to imply that anybody who doesn't have Yiras HaOnesh is Holech B'Shrirus Libo? Answers Rav Huttner B'Lashono HaTziurit in his beautiful poetic language. Ve'omnam Machshava Mukha B'Hargasha Dina Hu Hama'ane Al Tmiyatcha Zo. A deep thought and a very subtle feeling is going to be the answer to your query. Ve'ata ata haske sushma. And you now listen up. In order to answer this question, says Rav Huttner, we must turn to the Pachad Yitzchak and Shavuos. Says Rav Huttner, Hinei b'amreinu alachat shu gadol b'kinyanei mamon. Let's say you say somebody is a gadol in acquiring money. What you mean is that this person has a lot more money than he needs in order to live, in order to provide for the basics. That's what you mean when he is gadol b'kinyanei mamon. He has a lot more than he needs to live. And that's always what you say when you talk about Olam Hazeh Dikinyanim. Whenever you say a gadol, somebody's very great at something, that's more than he actually needs. Somebody has a great number of cars, he has more cars than he actually needs. Somebody has an extremely large house, so the house is larger than he needs to live. What do you need to live? You need Arba Amos El Arba Amos. That's when you're talking about matters pertaining to this world. The mistake people make is that when you talk about Chachma and somebody's a gadol b'chachma, What it means is that he has in his treasure chest, in his storehouse, more wisdom than he needs in order to live. However, that, says Rav Huttner, is an act of castration to the concept of Chachma. Because the essence of Chachma is when Chachma is bebechinas hechreach. It's absolute necessity. Yisodo shel ha'yachas hanachon lechochma hu haklal hagadol she'ein motarot bechochma. The foundation of the correct relationship to Chachma is the great rule, the great principle, that there is no such thing as motarot, as luxuries, when it comes to Chachma. And if you want to find in the world of the bodies a relationship similar to this of a great chacham as opposed to a smaller chacham, a groyser chacham as opposed to a kleiner chacham, a very wise man to a not so wise man, we have to skip over the relationship between an ashir and an ani, and we have to understand it in the context of the body of an adult compared to the body of a child. The primary difference between the body of an adult and the body of a non-adult is not that the body of an adult can digest more food, but rather that he has greater needs. An adult cannot eat the same portions as a child. In the same way, every drop of wisdom that enters the soul of a true chacham is mechadesh, renews in the soul of the chacham, the difference between the body of a young man, of a child, and an adult. And the greater this person becomes, the greater his need for wisdom. V'im otzarot shel chokhma yikanes adam, v'rabim yiyu ginzei habina atzvrim benafsho. So let's say a person gathers in great storehouses of wisdom and understanding, and he doesn't view it as absolute necessity, so then this person is not a chacham. Just like an adult can't say if an adult is eating more than a child, it's a luxury. No, he's got a bigger body, he has greater needs. So to a chacham, this is an absolute need for him. And the higher the level, the more chachma he needs. And that's what Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Akiva. Kol haporesh mimcha, kiporesh min hachayim. Anybody who separates from you, Rebbe, is separating from true life. Chaye mamish. Chaye hachachamim. Chachma. The life of the wise people is chachma. He needs it to live. And that is because true chachma is when you can't live without it. You can't exist. And that's all on one side of the coin. On the other side of the coin, Chachma also has luxuries. In what way? In what way is Chachma like a luxury? We already explained that Chachma is an absolute necessity, and the greater Chachma you are, the more you need your Chachma. You keep every drop of Chachma you get, you have to view as, I can't live without it. But in what way then is it like luxury? So when you're talking about the world, mirubahi midat hechrech al hamotarot ba'otzem hatzar al haheader. Ulumat zot mirubahi midat hamotarot al hechrech b'tokef ha'oneg al hamatsui. When you talk about absolute necessities, midas hechrech, that is going to be greater than luxuries when one is feeling tsar on their lacking. When you're lacking something you absolutely need, you're going to feel a lot more anguish than when you are lacking a luxury. Ulu madzot, in contrast to that, merubahi midat hamotarot al hechreach, when you talk about luxuries vis-a-vis necessities, luxuries are much greater bitokef haoneg ala matsui. When you have it, you are much happier when you have a luxury than you are happy when you have a necessity. So when you lack a necessity, you're going to feel a lot more pain than when you lack a luxury. When you have a luxury, you're going to feel a lot more pleasure than when you have a necessity. Tanu kabalat kavod malachim, when the pleasure of receiving the honor of kings is much, much greater than the tsar of not having it. Because again, when you have a luxury, that is great pleasure, and lacking a luxury is not such a big deal. U'mazot, tsar he'adrosh lechem lechol u'beged lilbosh, harayu gadol le'ein aroch me'asher tanug mitziuto. When you're talking about absolute necessities, so if you have tsar, when you lack bread to eat and a garment to wear, that's going to be much, much greater than the pleasure you'll have when you have bread to eat and a garment to wear. And that's the secret why people don't really enjoy the basics, because these are necessities. There's nothing to enjoy. But when one is lacking those necessities, oy v'avoy, how horrible the person feels. No bread to eat, no garment to wear. And luxuries, it works the other way around. When one has it, one feels much, much more pleasure than the anguish he feels when he lacks it. So when you talk about luxuries, the pleasure of having is very strong, and the tsar of not having isn't so strong. When you talk about necessities, the pleasure of having isn't so strong, but the tsar of not having is very strong. The more of a luxury it is, the greater the pleasure, and the less the tsar of not having it. Most people I know don't have tsar that they don't own an airplane. Owning an airplane is a very big luxury. So there's very little tsar in not owning an airplane. Having a car is also a luxury, but it's not a big luxury. So one is going to feel it's a little bit more of a necessity for some people. So one is going to feel somewhat less pleasure, because it's not such a luxury, and a little bit more tsar, because it's somewhat of a necessity, depending on how much of a necessity. Again, when you talk about bread, so bread, you're not going to feel very much pleasure at all, because it's the basic, unless you're a mamash tzaddik. But since it's a necessity, you're not going to feel so much pleasure when you have it, but when one doesn't have it, it's going to feel tremendous tsar. So the closer you get to the more you are in the realm of luxury, the greater the pleasure and the less the tsar of lacking. The more you're in the realm of necessity, the greater the tsar of lacking and the less the pleasure. Omnam. Kol mi shezachal lahakir b'chayehem apnimiim shel ovdei Hashem be'emet, yodea ne'emana ki yachas shel halalu l'toratam ul'avodatam haya yachas kaful shel hechreach v'shel motarot karuch zebaze u'me'ureb zebaze. Anybody who knew about the internal life of true Ovdei Hashem knows very well that the relationship of these to their Torah and to their Avoda was a dual relationship, as one would relate to necessities and one would relate to luxuries. Meaning that when they lacked something in their Avodas Hashem, it was like lacking an absolute necessity. The pleasure they had was tremendous pleasure. Normally we don't have that in life. It's either in one category or in the other category. It's either in the luxury category where there's more pleasure in having and not so much pain in not having, or one's in the necessity category where there's a lot more pleasure, pain in not having and a lot less pleasure in having. Avodas Hashem for the tzaddikim was both. When it comes to not having, so is mamash like a necessity. One doesn't have his chavrusa, his shir, his minyan, whatever it might be, living in Eretz Yisrael. So that for tzaddikim is absolute necessity. And they feel tremendous anguish when they're not able to fulfill it. And yet when they are doing the mitzvah, it's tafnuk shebetafnuk. It's the pleasure of all pleasures. So it's more gishmak than gishmak. That's what Rav Huttner writes in his Sefer on Shavuos. Even though, interestingly enough, parenthetically, he didn't write a Sefer on Shavuos, but they say in the Yeshiva Shevelt, they say that his daughter wrote it. So that means that his daughter is even more brilliant than she already is. In any event, whoever wrote the Sefer, that's what Rav Huttner had said and was recorded, because when his plane was hijacked by Arab terrorists, yes, that was happening still in 1970. It wasn't from yesterday that we have these problems. So they took away his writings and they never returned it, even though a great deal of money was offered. Continues Hagoyin Hagadol. Bedvarim elu nimtza hamafteach lekvitatam shel devrei haRambam. With these words, we can find the key to understanding the Rambam. Ki Hashem tzivanu mipachad onsho, lira mipachad onsho, that the Lord has commanded us to fear His punishment. Leman shelo nihiyek ke'elu ha'ochim b'shriut libam. We shouldn't be like those kofrim who go with the whims of their hearts. Uvezeh hayita navoch. And this made you very, very perplexed. De'atu mi she'ovedet Hashem me'ahava u'midvekuto mi'irat ha'romemut mufkaru. Is it true that somebody who just serves God out of love, out of dveikus, out of fear of God's awesomeness, he's awestruck by God, this person's mufkar? Because the Rambam implied, as we said earlier, that if one isn't serving God out of fear of punishment, he's mufkar. He's living in a hefkerdika life. Why is that true? One can be serving God for other reasons as well, and not live a hefkerdika life. He can be serving God out of love, out of dveikus. Are all these tzaddikim who are serving God mitoch tveikus and mitoch av and mitoch yiras aromas, are they going b'shrius libam? And this is the key. Kol man shati pul v'hais askus v'amasirus le'eze inyan mizgalgel hu b'shvilei hatanug v'aydun shel oto inyan. As long as the treatment and the devotion to a matter is rolling around in the path of pleasure that relates to that matter, Adain ein kan shum hochacha she'inyan hazeh eino mishtech l'chelek hamotarot shebachayit. There is no proof that this matter does not relate to the world of luxuries. Shekein tivam shel motarot she'onek hayeshu arbe yoter me'asher tzareh ha'der. Because that's luxuries, that the pleasure of having is a lot greater than the tzar, than the anguish of not having, of lacking. So maybe one is living in the world of oneg, and he just enjoys having. But maybe his pleasure in having isn't coupled by the extreme anguish of not having, because he's in the realm of luxuries. And as we said, generally the rule is that when one has luxuries, one is very happy. And when one lacks luxuries, he is not so crestfallen, because it's not the end of the world. He's just lacking a luxury. It's not necessity. And only when one relates to a matter, when one devotes himself to a matter, b'shvilei hake'ev v'hayisurim shel ha'ader oto inyan, feeling that if he lacks this, he will have tremendous pain and anguish and suffering. Rak az yeshna hochacha she'anyan hazeh mishtayechu l'chelek ha'chrechiyut shebachayim. Only then can we understand that this relates to absolute necessity. Because the nature of necessities are that the pain of lacking is much greater than the pleasure of having. V'hine kol midot ha-nefesh avodat Hashem mitnagot al yadan hein ba'alot talich shel idun ha-akara v'tafnuk ha-hargasha v'oneg ha-neshama. All of the midos ha-nefesh that one uses to serve God follow the process of the pleasure of understanding, the joy of feeling, and the pleasure of the neshama. Excuse me, I lack the English vocabulary to properly convey to you the Hebrew of Rav Huttner, but chazaka that you understand the Hebrew of Rav Huttner, and you're just listening along because you're on the LIRR or you're on the bus from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Jerusalem and you wanted to listen to a little bit of Torah on the way. And when you read a book, you get nauseous, so you wanted to listen. So you understand the Hebrew, nevertheless, of Rav Huttner. That all midos ha-nefesh hein ba'alot talich shel idun ha-akara tafnuk ha-argasha ve'oneg ha-neshama. B'chol ha-ma'aracha hazu mitno'at hi ha-nefesh b'shvilei ha-osher shel kiyum Torah u'mitzvot. Whenever you're doing a mitzvah, it's mamish gishmak. The soul is ecstatic. It's pure bliss. One is enriched by fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs. It is so sweet to be a Jew. Yotzei min haklal hazeh himidat yirat ha'onesh. excluded from this rule is the midah of yiras haonish. Shebechol hamaracha shel midah zu mitnoat hi hanefesh b'shvilei haoni shel bitl toro mitzvahs. When one is in the context of this midah, the midah of yiras haonish, the soul is on the path of poverty, of bitl toro and mitzvahs. That's yiras haonish. Now we will explain. V'kan mofiyahi harabuta hanora'a b'divrei harambam b'mitzvat yirat ha'onesh. And here appears the great chiddush, the awesome chiddush of the Rambam in the mitzvah of fearing punishment. Shemitzvah zo ba'hi b'chdei shelo niyeh ke'otam ha'olchim b'shrirut libam. That this mitzvah is that we shouldn't be like those who go with the whims of their hearts. These words come to teach us Shekol haromimut v'hanisgaviyut, all of the exaltedness and all of the sublimeness, v'hatafnuk and the pleasure, v'haidun, another word for pleasure, adayin ein hem matbiim et chotem hamuchrach al avodas Hashem. That's not muchrach anymore. If one is just living in the realm of learning, erlernt kishmak, erdavent kishmak, benched kishmak, everything is so delicious. What's bad about being a Jew? I haven't met a mitzvah I didn't like yet. It's all so delicious. You learn, you have simchas yantif, you go to a simchas beis ha-shoeva, you're misamechas and vekala, you write out a check to tztaka. All this is kishmak, a kishmak aleven. But then one might not feel that it's muchrach, that it's absolute necessity. Because maybe this is just, it's nice. That's the way one relates to his avodas Hashem. It's fun to be Jewish. It's fun to keep Shabbos. That is a motarot. That is a luxury that I'm able to do this. So he feels tremendous simcha when he does it. But when he doesn't have it, lo nora. I like to learn when I learn. There are people like that. I like to hear a shir. I like to learn. I like to go to shul on Shabbos. I like to sing with the chazan. Mim kom cham al kemim kaim cham al keinu. So, I like that. I like that. I like sitting in my sukkah on a nice 72 degrees and a sunny sky, and I'm sitting in my sukkah in the shadow of God's glory, and I'm singing, V'samachta b'chagecha v'hayiso v'ach sameach, ach sameach. It's gevaldik. And I'm smelling the delicious smells of sukkahs, and I'm sitting in the sukkah with my wife and my 18 children, sweetest friends. I don't have 18 children, but if you start davening for me, maybe I'll be zoche. I used to be a big baseball fan. I wouldn't mind pitting my kids against each other, 9 against 9. Obviously all in the spirit of Avodas Hashem, of Chilutz Atzamos, Chaim Sheish Behem Chilutz Atzamos. In any event, that is all oneg. It's fun to be Jewish. But if I don't have it, let's say I don't have it, I miss my shir. I miss my shir today. Beseder. So today I miss Daf Yomi, I go to a nice Iyun shir. 3 times a week, the rabbi of my shul, he's learning Bava Kama. He's learning, he's giving shiur ben tsroros. It's very nice, he says, over a baruch bear, a Rabbi Yosha bear, a this bear, a that bear. And then I go home and I watch the Bears game. It's gevaldik. But let's say I miss it. Let's say the rabbi is on vacation. He's skiing in Aspen, Colorado. Yerida letzorech aliyah, I like to call it, skiing. It says in the Gemara in Makkos. So I don't feel like I'm lacking so much. Because all this avodas Hashem is a luxury. I don't feel the tzara hea there. In order to feel the tzara hea there, in order to feel that anguish when one lacks, that it's absolute necessity, for that one needs yiras ha'onesh. If one has yiras ha'onesh, then one feels, oh, if I'm missing out on this, then oh, there's a terrible punishment. And that, as we said in the earlier shir, that's part of the cheshbon of Avodas Hashem. That Hashem doesn't want us to have this punishment. that we're not supposed to do the act, that we're supposed to fear the punishment because God wants us to fear the punishment. But when punishment is involved, then one feels, oh, there's going to be tremendous anguish if I don't have this. So generally when we're talking about Torah and mitzvahs, we're walking on the path of oneg, of tafnuk, of idun. When does Avodas Hashem adopt the character of hechrechiyut? Only when Yiras HaOnesh is involved. Then one feels, oh, if I don't have it, there's going to be terrible punishment. And that shows you how horrible this is. That God's going to have to punish me and it's going to hurt so much. Then one realizes that this is hechrech. This isn't just for fun. Sometimes a person does plastic surgery because she wants to look pretty. She wants to get a good shidduch. So without telling anybody, she quietly checks herself into the hospital and fixes something up over here for a superficial boy who can't get past her face. Hashem Yirachem. But that's some type of plastic surgery. And some plastic surgery is not only for aesthetic purposes, it's for health purposes. Ishgam kaze davar. Sometimes a person needs to fix their nose because it doesn't look so good. Sometimes a person needs to fix his nose because the bone is blocking the air current. He can't breathe properly. So that's hechrech. So when we do mitzvahs, it's not only the oneg of mitzvahs, it's the hechrech, it's that I can't live without it. Kol Zman concludes our teacher. As long as the soul isn't involved in the tragedy of lacking of Avodas Hashem, that lacking of Avodas Hashem will be a tragedy, will be an ason. Even though he's filled with the understanding and the thought and the feeling that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a simcha dika thing, there's so much pleasure involved. Mikol makom adai nishar al-belev makom panui meis yachasus la'avodas Hashem. There's still a part of one's heart that's empty of relating to Avodas Hashem. Shekein b'chol lev yesh makom miyuchad ha-miyuad la-hargashat tsar v'keev al-heder muchach. Because in every heart, there's a special place that's set aside for the feeling of the pain of lacking what's absolutely necessary. V'amakom hazeh b'libo shel adam mufkahu me'et yachasut la'avodat Hashem. And this part of one's heart, this mufka, is precluded from having, from truly serving God, if the soul isn't also osek in yiras haonesh. In a person's heart, he has a place for pleasure, and he also has a place for feeling necessity. He has a place for luxury and a place for necessity. And the luxury is going to be the pleasure place, that the more he has of it, the more pleasure he's going to have. But if he lacks it, then he won't be feeling so much pain. And there's also that other part of feeling necessity. And there, if he has it, he won't feel so great necessarily. But if he doesn't have it, he's going to feel tremendous anguish. And in Avodas Hashem, one has to have place for both. Both the hargasha of head, of tzar, when one lacks. And that's Yiras HaOnesh. Yiras HaOnesh imbues us with that spirit, with that notion, with that attitude, that if I don't have, oy vavoy li, terrible punishment involved. And also feel the pleasure of Avodas Hashem. Because in Avodas Hashem, besides Yiras HaOnesh, nothing has the stamp of being muchruch. And if there's a place in one's heart that is empty of relating to Avodas Hashem, if there's one place in one's heart, and we said there is a place in one's heart, where one feels the hechrech, where one feels that something is absolute necessity. And if one doesn't feel that Avodas Hashem is absolute necessity, that part of his heart is empty. That part of his heart is lacking. And if a person has a part of his heart that's lacking, you know what the Torah calls him? Holech b'shrirus libo. He is following the whims of his heart. Sweetest friends, this is a majestic essay. Rav Huttner explains that there are two parts to one's heart. There's the part that feels the pleasure, and then there's the part that feels the pain. Pleasure is when one enjoys luxuries. Pain is when one lacks necessities. When one enjoys the luxury of Avodas Hashem, that's not enough, because one also has to feel the pain of lacking Avodas Hashem. That's also a part of one's heart. We have We have the right, what do they call it in the heart? The right aorta, the left aorta. I forget exactly what it's called. But we have those two parts. One is for feeling pleasure, one for the pain. And if there's a part of one's heart that isn't going to feel pain, the pain of lacking necessity, that means that part is empty, that part of his heart is empty of Yiras Shemayim, of Avodas Hashem. And that's called Holech B'Shrius Libo. So it could be that Enechinami, the guy's the biggest Oiv Hashem, he's the biggest Davik B'Hashem. But if there's no Yiras HaOnish involved, then there's a part of his heart which isn't completely devoted to God. Because there's a part of one's heart that's set aside for the feeling of necessity, and his heart is empty of that. And therefore his heart is empty of Avodas Hashem, which spells Holech B'Shrius Libo. Sweetest friends, I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I have to thank my friend, Shmuel Tzvi ben David Akiva Rausch, who purchased this Pachad Yitzchok for me, only because he knew I loved it. So I thank you, Reb Shmuel Tzvi. And I thank you, my sweetest friends, for listening and letting me share this delicious Torah with you. And we should all be zoche to serve Hashem, mitoch tainug, mitoch achreach, v'tov lanu, b'zeh u'beba, b'olam hazeh u'b'olam haba, nizkeh kulanu b'yachad lerot, Karov mamash, p'nei Mashiach tzidkenu, hei Ravi amenu, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest friends.